My next guest is Jack Leahy from the National Media Conference 2012. Jack, thanks for joining us on the show.
Good afternoon, Alan. Thank you for having me on.
No worries. Jack, can you tell our listeners a little bit about the National Media Conference?
Yeah, of course I can. Well, this Saturday in Trinity College, myself and four of the students are putting on what we hope is, or what we know is Ireland's first student-run media conference. The guests range from Storyful, right down to RTE, got Near FM, obviously we've got Today FM, pretty much every major media event in the country is going to be there, and we're absolutely ecstatic.
Yeah, so it sounds like an absolutely fantastic conference. Now, it's taking place at, on Saturday, but it's 11 a.m. sharp. And can you tell our listeners why that is?
Well, it starts at 11 a.m. Well, we kind of during the summer, so myself and the other four guys put together a list of what we would like to do for the day, like the modules we think would need to be covered, and we couldn't believe it when over the summer guests started agreeing to do them all. So basically, we put a lot to pack into the day, and we put it down as early as possible. We tried to strike a balance between kind of early in the morning so we could get a lot done and allowing people to get up from Cork, from Galway, that kind of thing. So I think this is the best balance we could possibly manage with the time.
So you got a really tight running order for the day, like ourselves here.
Exactly, yeah.
Excellent. Now, what can people expect on the day?
People can expect, I think, first of all, my absolute favourite thing about this conference is, particularly in the radio section, where we have on the one panel, Orla Barry from, she's from News Talk and BBC World Service, Near FM, and a student radio station, DCU FM, on the same panel. That's my favourite thing about this conference, because I think it completely epitomises what we're trying to do. That's a national representative panel right there. People can expect students, members of community media, and professionals to discuss together, to debate together, and talk about the future of media.
And like with the future of media, you're talking everything like from digital to print to basically the new horizons, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. So the day is structured so we've got three general talks for everyone there on the media landscape, and then we've got specific modules on radio, print and screen. The internet is something that features in pretty much all of them. We've got a debate on whether it's even worth producing print newspaper anymore. We've got a debate on whether or not Irish radio is doing good for its listeners with Near FM representation on that panel. We've got pretty much everything covered, I think.
There's a writing pitch, I should say, on the day as well.
Yeah, there is. Our partners in the Irish Times have sending along the features editor, Conor Kelly, and he's going to be listening to pitches from students for features that will be featured in the Irish Times, and going through them with them, kind of explaining what makes a good pitch, what makes a bad pitch, and as I said, the winner will be published in the Irish Times Life section.
Okay, so any budding writers there from any of the educational institutes can apply for that anyway?
The deadline, unfortunately, is closed because 45 people applied for 40 places. We've got a massive representation across the board there. I mean, I think pretty much someone from every county that's represented to the conference will be there. So I'm very excited.
Well, sure, perhaps for next year, but it's a testament to the success that you actually have for the National Media Conference.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the conference is looking good, if I can say myself, but it's looking good as a testament to the respect that student media and non-professional media has in this country, because I can't believe, and I really, really can't believe how eager media professionals are to take part in this. I really can't. It really shows there's a lot of respect there.
It just shows that it's alive and well and healthy as well.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the whole impetus we had in organising this event in the first place.
And like some of your speakers are absolutely fantastic. You've got directors Damien Carr, Ronan Costello, Aoife Crowley, David Callan, just to name a few.
Yeah, that's the five of us who are organising putting the event together. Some of the speakers, I think one I'm probably most looking forward to is Gavin Tidley. Now, he's not the biggest name, but Gavin is a well-known media academic. I think he's probably the biggest media academic in this country, and he's going to do a very kind of wide-ranging module on participation in media in the social media age, and that's going to be fantastic. I think people should watch out for that if they're going.
So there's something for everybody, whether it be print, radio, TV, or even new applications.
Yeah, I encourage people to be fluid with the choices. I mean, all of us who are organising this certainly have interest in plenty of different forms, and we expect everyone else to. So I wouldn't expect anyone to be showing up just to go to print talks, just to go to radio talks. it's a day for everybody.
It's across educational field there anyway.
Yeah.
And if people actually want to get hold of tickets, Jack, how can they do so?
Very easily on heading to nationalmediaconference.org/tickets, and they're €7 now. We probably are going to have to suspend sales this time tomorrow because we're just about at our capacity. But we can certainly cater for someone if they want to get in contact with us through the website or just to buy tickets online.
That's great. It sounds like an absolutely fantastic success, Jack, and we wish you all the success.
Thanks
here from Near FM as well.
Near FM there.
That's no problem at all, Jack. But I take you on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Yeah, we're facebook.com/media2012, and we are at NMC Ireland 2012. Those are our major kind of contact points for anyone who's interested.
Great, people, so people can find you that way as well. Yeah. That's absolutely great, Jack. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Cheers. All the best, Jack. Bye.
Bye-bye.